Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Representative Kevin McCarthy, the Republican from California, was making final concessions to convince GOP leadership to support his bid for Speaker of the House. Representative Dan Crenshaw, a former Navy SEAL officer and serving the good folks in Texas' 2nd Congressional District, says there's no other Republican close to winning the Speaker's gavel. And to deny McCarthy is just like giving the Democrats a win on the silver platter.
Look, you've got these members. You just showed who they are. No one knows what their goal is. They say their goal is some noble cause for the cause of conservatism, for the people, for holding the swamp accountable, right? These are the phrases that they'll use.
With 5 minutes and 58 seconds remaining in the first quarter of last night's Monday Night Football game between the Bengals and the Bills, 24-year-old Bills safety Damar Hamlin suffered cardiac arrest before collapsing on the field and being sent to the University of Cincinnati Medical Center. Damar remains in critical condition. NFL expert Adam Schefter on ESPN Monday night, shortly before the game was postponed for another day.
You know, I don't ever recall an incident in-game like this, ever. It's never happened.
Big banks are announcing that an economic downturn is fast approaching. More than two-thirds of the economists surveyed at 23 large financial institutions say that they do business with the Federal Reserve on a daily basis, and their opinion is that the United States will have a recession in 2023. Two others are predicting a recession in 2024. Government overspending is why we're in this predicament. Extreme weather is bearing down on the plains and upper Midwest with heavy snow and strong tornadoes in the south. Over 3 million people were under tornado watches across parts of Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. Out west, Californians are bracing for even more atmospheric river events this week. This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Let's get an update with the Idaho murders investigation of four college students.
The arrest of Brian Koberger Friday in his home state of Pennsylvania capped weeks of investigating that included more than 200 interviews and processing about 20,000 tips. CNN reports investigators focused on the Washington State University grad student through DNA evidence, confirmed his ownership of a car seen near the crime scene, and tracked him for several days before Friday's arrest. But those sources and other law enforcement officials are not saying anything about a possible motive or whether Koberger knew the victims. I'm Richard Johnson.
The nation watched in horror as an NFL player went into cardiac arrest on the field in last night's Monday Night Football game.
NFL Executive Vice President of Football Operations Troy Vincent spoke with reporters on a conference call Monday night and added that it never crossed the league's mind to resume the game after Hamlin collapsed. The game was postponed following the tragic incident as he was receiving CPR on the field. Hamlin was rushed to a local hospital where he is listed in critical condition. A marketing rep and friend of Bill's safety, Damar Hamlin, says his vitals are back to normal. Jordan Rudy posted on Twitter that Hamlin was put to sleep and a breathing tube was inserted, and doctors are currently running tests. Hamlin collapsed on the field during Monday night's game between the Bills and the Bengals in Cincinnati. I'm Julio Flores.
The Bills safety Damar Hamlin suffered cardiac arrest before collapsing on the field. He is now at the University of Cincinnati Medical Center in critical condition. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Always great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day, especially as we kick off a season of gratefulness, gratitude, and thankfulness. Happy Thanksgiving to you. But, you know, all things being considered, yes, this is a hallowed day and a hallowed time, I believe, to set us up into the holiday season, the Christmas season and everything. And of course, along with it, all the shopping and not to mention the fact that life goes on. And what we're seeing here, if I can deal with a little bit of the negative here, and seriously, is that crime continues to increase across the United States. This, according to the latest study, and here with us to tell us more about it is the situationally aware United States Air Force retired colonel, best-selling author, founder, and CEO of the Paratus Group, Brian Searcy, joins us now. Colonel, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Hey, Bill. Thanks for having me on. It's a great overcast day here in Texas today.
It is. I made it to California. I'm in my traveling part of the season here. I was telling my friends I just can't wait to pay $6-7 for a gallon of gasoline. I was able to avoid the high end of it, and I actually found a station that was pumping gas for less than $5. I felt like that was a humongous victory right off the bat, you know.
A Thanksgiving miracle.
Yep, exactly. Well, you know, I wanted to bring you on to talk about the reality of the fact that, you know, crime continues to be on the rise. And, you know, this is going to be a tough time. I mean, you know, we are having to be instinctively more situationally aware. We addressed this issue the last time you were on. But we need a sober assessment of where we are right now in this country.
Absolutely, Bill. You know, one of the key things I speak about all the time is that worry is not the same as preparation, and then preparation overcomes fear. And with the fact that less than one in seven people today actually know what the God-given gift of situation awareness is, it really isn't a surprise that many times people put themselves into situations where they or their family can be a victim. According to the FBI and the Secret Service, almost 95% of all the bad things that happen today can be prevented. If you have that situation awareness, you're paying attention to what's going on around you, using a process, but then you've thought about what you would potentially do to prevent something bad from happening, or God forbid, if you've got to do something to keep yourself safe or your family safe because something bad happens. But you can't do any of that if you're not prepared to do that. And for over 40 years, we've been just trying to deal with symptoms in our country. Pick one. We need to do is deal with the problems and empower people to develop the skills that are necessary to be able to keep themselves and their families from being victims.
Brian, is this going to go away anytime soon, or is this part of the new normal that we're having to deal with? You know, if it's not COVID, you know, like you said, you can pick one. You know, the stress of inflation, recession, our economy. We see the underpinnings of this great nation.
deteriorating, and it's as if we've gone over the top. We're beyond the tipping point. And if we are there, I mean, you know, with defunding police and all these other things, that, you know, red flag laws, anything that would have to do with everyday people protecting themselves, it seems like there's a lot of headwinds here in the future.
There are, and there are institutions that are going to need to fight back against, and I think we're starting to see parents and families do that. I think you had Dr. Barna on earlier, and mm-hmm. you know, one of the things that he talks about is we've got to make a decision if we want government to rule our lives and be responsible for our safety, or if we want to take back that responsibility and accountability for our own safety and for what our republic stands for. And at the Protest Group, that's why our programs are focused on getting to the parents to empower them with the skills that they never learned when they were kids, and because they never learned those skills, now they can't teach it to their kids. So this has been going on and has been building for over 30 or 40 years. We've been doing Einstein's definition of insanity. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be fixed overnight, but we have to recognize that there's a problem. Then we have to recognize that we can't do the same things we've been doing for 40 years to try and address the symptoms. We actually have mm-hmm. to empower people with the ability to solve the problem.
You know, Colonel, I like what you said earlier, and that is that that power is something that is within all of us. We just need to understand and appreciate that we can tap into it. You know, heretofore, we've subordinated that authority, that positional authority, to law enforcement and others. And in the process of doing that, we've really dumbed ourselves and, you know, retarded ourselves to such a degree that we're setting ourselves to be victims.
No, that's absolutely right. Jonathan Haidt has quoted that what we have going on in society today is structural stupidity. And what he means by that is because our organizations and our schools and our institutions are no longer allowing people to have conversations with differing views. We get to consensus and we're immune to the ability to ask questions and figure out and question. So if, you know, we've got groupthink, somebody says something and they go, yeah, that's a great idea, instead of asking those critical questions. Now I'll go back to the foundation that the reason that people do that is because they don't have the necessary skills to be able to have those conversations, because 30 or 40 years ago, parents stopped teaching that to their kids. So now we have generations of adults out there that don't have well-developed personal skills, that don't understand situation awareness, and they truly are part of that groupthink, and structural mm-hmm. stupidity is a real thing.
Yeah, no, it's a great description, Colonel, because the fact of the matter is that we have self-victimized, you know, and of course, all this has been exacerbated. A lot is blamed on social media, and maybe rightfully so. But the fact of the matter is just as you were mentioning, referring to, you know, Dr. Barna earlier in our conversation, is that we're at this critical crossroads. Who is the boss of you? Are you the boss of you, or is it going to be the government that is the boss of you? And I'm not seeing a whole lot from the government right now that gives me encouragement and confidence that they know what they're doing and they'll take care of me.
Well, if I'm old enough to remember Ronald Reagan that said the most dangerous words are I'm from the government and I'm here to help. One of the things that we talk about in all of our first responder programs is that we need to take responsibility for our own safety. We need to take responsibility for the safety and the development of our kids so that we can ensure down the road that our republic stays the way that our founders set it up to be. And to your point, social media has had a major impact. We have kids today that spend over 11 hours on their devices. Parents pay no attention to what their kids are looking at on their devices, the text that they're getting, which has led to an increase in suicide, because cyberbullying of kids under the age of 18 is at an all-time high. And again, that's leading to increased suicides. 92% of kids under the age of 15 have seen porn on a device because nobody is paying attention to those types of things. And all of these things are divisive, and all of these things corrupt our kids' minds and mm-hmm. don't allow them to develop the necessary skills to be successful. I'm not sure if I mentioned last time, because I can't remember when I had the conversation, but I talked to a vice president of HR recently who mentioned that they have had to put in place programs to teach personal skill development to college graduates because they don't have those skills now when they come out of college. And
think about that. Wow.
in anything if you don't have those skills. And parents
without a doubt,
are supposed to teach that to their kids.
Brian Searcy is with us. We've got to go to a quick break. He's the United States Air Force retired colonel and best-selling author and very popular speaker as well. So more from Brian after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
If your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now, do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend a dollar a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend a dollar a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
Independent we are, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and our conversation with Colonel Brian Searcy continues. He is the celebrated author and international speaker. talking about situational awareness, among other things. Colonel, I don't know if you've heard about the movie Devotion. I just want to segue to this. I know you're United States Air Force. This happens to be a one of those stories out of Korea. You know, we were so exposed to the Korean conflict because of MASH, and this is a story that somebody came upon. Adam Makos had come upon this story about these pilots, and one was black, one was white. It was during North Korean conflict, as I mentioned. It's now become a movie. It's going to be released in the first week of December, so that should be on everybody's list. It is called Devotion. It's an aerial war epic based on the best-selling book of the same name, and it shares this inspirational true story of two elite U.S. Navy fighter pilots who helped turn the tide in the most brutal battle in the Korean War. Jesse Brown was the first black aviator in Navy history, and his fellow fighter pilot and friend Tom Hudner. Hudner went on to receive a Congressional Medal of Honor. Their heroic sacrifices, enduring friendship, would ultimately make them the Navy's most celebrated wingmen. The movie Devotion, it's going to be a great movie to see this holiday. Have you heard anything about it?
I have. I've seen the ads, and I've done a little bit of research about it, and it brings me back to what's going on with our military today. You know, this movie illustrates how back in during the Korean War, the military was doing everything to be inclusive. They weren't talking about diversity. They were trying to talk about being inclusive. And in my 23 years in the Air Force, that's what we focused on. I always was very, very proud that I felt that the military was one of those organizations that was leading the way in our country as to how it didn't matter whether you were male, female, whether you were, you know, black, white, you know, it didn't matter. Everybody had a mission to do. Everybody had great skills. And we led based on inclusion. And that's the opposite of what at least I'm seeing in the news and hearing from friends of mine today about what's going on in our military. And going back to my comment where the military oftentimes leads the way culture goes, I think it's gone the opposite way where military now is trying to follow what they think the culture is supposed to be. And that is a huge issue. And it goes back to many of the problems we were just talking about that's going on in our country and whether we're truly at a tipping point.
Well, it compromises leadership, doesn't it, Colonel? I mean, when you have compromised leadership, everybody else down line is compromised. And the thing that's amazing right now, I mean, you and I see it. I served in the Marine Corps, you in the Air Force. My oldest brother served in the Air Force. Second oldest brother was in the Army. We came from, a family that had served this country. Our father served World War II as a medic. He was there at the Battle of the Bulge with Patton. You know, and so we have a lot of history and great respect, you know, for the military and the military way of life that starts with our oath of office that never our oath of induction that never expires.
Absolutely. And I hate to say it, but an observation is that senior leaders in the military today, whether in order to be successful or, and I don't know what the background is, but they're having to become politicians. And when you're a politician,
yes.
That's one of the things that I talk about is we don't have leaders in Congress today. We have politicians. We have people that want to maintain their level of power. And in the military especially, if you have folks as they gain leadership positions, they gain rank, they start to lose why they're doing what they're doing and do what they're doing so they can get to that next level. You know, unfortunately, that's potentially how we got to where we are today. I think that when you look at the military across the board, 1 stars and below are people that are still working very, very hard to get the mission done. They're caring about their people. There are some that are looking for that next rank, but it's those that make it to that next rank that have to play that political game. And when you start playing that political game, it becomes very, very easy to do, and you lose track of why you're doing what you're doing.
Yeah, you lose sense of the mission. Your eyes are off the goal. You know, obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off the goal. And this is what's happening. And sadly, and the reason we're getting this, you know, the Bible's real clear, you'll reap what you sow. So we are sowing all the wrong things, getting the wrong results, and it's amazing. Here we are. We can see this so plainly, just like we can see why we're no longer energy independent. And it's like insanity is reigning here. And if the people do not step up and take self-responsibility, because by design and by not even inference, clearly our Constitution puts the rule and reign of our government upon we the people. But if we subordinate it to ruling elites, you get the America that we've got right now. And we're at a point where we're incentivizing all the wrong behavior, and somehow, you know, there are people that believe, even with that, that somehow we're going to get the right results. And there's no indication in these last, you know, in these last decades that would give us any hope to think that we're on the right track and somehow it's going to work itself out.
And I agree 100%. That's why I'm so passionate and focused what we're doing at the Paradis Group, because for years we've been dealing with symptoms. All of the threats we face in our societies today have gotten worse decade over decade because we don't look at the root problem. Mike Pompeo, former Secretary of State, was asked, what is the greatest threat to our country? And you would think he would have said China or Russia, but he said it was Randy Weingarten, the president of the American Federation of Teachers.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
What we need to do is stop talking about symptoms and empower parents with the necessary skills to think critically so that we get rid of the structural stupidity and we can go back and focus on those things that our founding fathers wanted our country to focus on.
Exactly. Well, because the fact of the matter is that the world has needed America. We've stepped up. Look what the world, I mean, I shudder to think what the world would look like without America. And it's amazing to me, Colonel, that there is leadership within our own government that is selling us out and acquiescing to this idea that China should be the new leader of the world.
Yeah, that is very, very scary. Yes, those people that want the Green New Deal, and they still are then supporting China when China is the largest contributor to what is happening to our environment, where we, on the other hand, in the United States, have done more than any country in the world, yet we are the ones that are punishing ourselves. And this, you know, if you look at what the military has had to deal with, dealing with Congress and budgets and those types of things, weapon systems that should have been replaced decades ago are still flying and operating today because they can't get their act together. That's exactly what they did with the energy. They decided, okay, we're going to save the planet. In 10 years, we're not going to have any more coal fire. We're not going to have natural gas. We're going to have all natural energy. But they didn't have a plan to get there. And that's what I think the American people want. And hopefully somebody stands up as a leader in our Congress today that puts that forward to the American people. Because I think most Americans, if they get that right information, and if we empower them with the tools to be able to think critically and have situational awareness, they'll be able to maybe open their eyes and see what needs to be done.
You know, Colonel, if you travel, you know, flyover country, and you go into these coffee houses and you talk to common sense Americans, you'd be encouraged and enlightened to realize that people are a lot smarter than they think. The challenge that we have right now is understanding the power of we the people. How do we ignite that? How do we, you know, like you said earlier, when we first started this conversation, that authority, that power, that skill set is within us. It is dormant, and we've got to wake that up.
We need a whole bunch of people that have the ability to influence people across our country to get them the necessary skills to be able to do that so that we can break out of the mind, or, you know, everybody being on their devices, break out of the structural stupidity, empower people with the same skills that our parents taught you and I when we grew up, to give us the ability to ask those questions, understand that people have different perspectives, figure out for ourselves what the answer is instead of taking what a politician says as the truth, even though they've lied over and over again. Now this time
exactly,
they're telling the truth. Be able to ask those critical questions.
Got to own our knowledge. Brian Searcy, thank you.
Is sponsored by Amazon. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA News Update. With 5 minutes and 58 seconds remaining in the first quarter of last night's Monday night football game between the Bengals and the Bills, 24-year-old Bills safety DeMar Hamlin suffered cardiac arrest before collapsing on the field and being sent to the University of Cincinnati Medical Center. DeMar remains in critical condition. NFL expert Adam Schefter on ESPN Monday night, shortly after the game was postponed for another day.
Where someone's hurt, yeah. An ambulance comes on the field, and it never, ever gets less chilling or less jarring, ever. And when it's in a platform like this, a stage like this, and you see that happen, it's awful. It's awful.
Representative Kevin McCarthy, the Republican from California, was making final concessions Monday to convince the GOP leadership to gain more support ahead of Tuesday's vote for Speaker of the House. Lance Pry, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with you. We got Grover Norquist on deck getting ready to come on. He's the president of Americans for Tax Reform, America's preeminent center-right expert on taxes. And we're going to be taking a look at, what we can expect in this coming year. Because ready or not, the IRS is ready to ring in the new year. And Grover Norquist is on with us now. Hey, Grover, happy new year. Good to have you with us.
Absolutely. Good to be with you.
Okay, so what can we expect for this coming year? We already have the threat, and Joe Biden signed that $1.7 trillion budget bill, which is incredible. And, of course, that made room for the IRS, and so we've got trouble here in River City.
We do. We've had the inflation. We've had the new regulations. We've had the war on energy, stopping fracking, stopping drilling. Now we're going to add tax increases. The bill that was passed this last summer, which, as you point out, was supposed to end inflation, which it didn't. Inflation's still roaring at 7%. They're going, oh, wow, it's down from 8. Yeah, that means it's just getting worse slowly, more slowly, but still higher than any time in, oh, I don't know, 40 years. That's pretty bad, inflation, and a little less bad than before. But what do they add to it? They're going to tax coal. That'll raise your cost of energy. They're going to tax natural gas, which will raise energy costs, and crude oil, which will also raise energy and gasoline costs. Those are all set up. Then they go after your life savings. There's a tax that's supposed to raise $52 billion by taxing the value of stocks. And, well, guess what? If you tax stocks or stocks of companies purchased, you raise the cost of them, you reduce the value of them because you tax it. 60% of Americans own shares of stock in a 401k or an IRA, 60% of Americans. Mm-hmm. During the campaign, Biden gave a speech where he looked out into a crowd and he says, the Republicans are happy that the stock market's gone up, but you guys, none of you guys own stock, right? 60% of the people in that audience own stock. Biden is so old, he remembers that in 1960, 10% of Americans own stock directly. Now it's 60%. And it's even more if you look at it in insurance and certain pensions and so on. But directly, more than 60% do. So when you attack corporate America, the stock market, Wall Street, it's a clever thing for Biden and left-wing people to say. But what you're really doing is reducing the value of Americans' shares of stock. And we've seen stock market drop $8 trillion in the last year because of Biden's inflation and the tax threats and so on. That's a lot of money that's missing out of people's pensions and out of their life savings. So then he goes on. There's another $250 billion in higher taxes on quote-unquote corporations. Let's see, when you tax a company, where do companies get money? They sell things so they could raise prices because they need more money, or they could hire fewer people, layoffs, or they could pay people less, lower wages. About 70, economists will tell you 70% of the corporate income tax falls on workers in lower pay. So when Biden says, I'm going to take $200 billion from the corporations, that's at least $140 billion out of people's, directly out of the pockets of workers. Then also some of it comes out of your pocket with higher lower wages because of higher costs. So the reason why politicians love to tax corporations is that they think they can fool the American people into thinking somebody other than them will be paying these taxes. Of course, when you raise taxes on General Motors, everybody who buys a car is worse off.
Exactly. Well, you know, what rings clear to me, Grover, as you lay this out, is Ronald Reagan's, I think he surmised it quite clearly, the government's view of the economy could be summed up in a few short phrases. If it moves, tax it. If it keeps moving, regulate it. And if it stops moving, subsidize it. I think more than ever, Joe Biden's policies reflect that warning.
Oh, absolutely. And Biden is just a left of center guy who is surrounded by, I don't know, maybe 10 people who are making all these decisions. And the trial lawyers get to tell him what to do. The labor union bosses do, the spending interests, the corporate welfare people, all the different groups. Every left-wing group gets exactly what they want. And what they want is more power over your life, more of your money, more of your time. Sometimes they just want to push you around, you know, say, oh, these are the kind of light bulbs you have to buy. What?
Right.
Well, yeah, because I say so. They like telling other people what to do.
Right. Well, and I guess maybe that's that 25% of Americans that support Joe Biden. And every time Rasmussen does a report, they say that he's doing an outstanding job. And meanwhile, 75% of America is scratching their head and going, help me understand. I don't see it.
Yeah, when I read Rasmussen's polling, there's always about 18% that stake out a severely anti-American position. You know, is America a great country? 18%, you know, some say yes, it is. Some say it will be. Some say it once was. 18% that never was.
Yeah, right.
They just don't like us, okay? Mm. The problem is they're surrounding Biden in the White House, people who think like that. Mm. Now, also coming from the IRS this year, 1.2 million new audits each year, more than before, okay, in addition to. Half of those will hit households that make less than $75,000 a year. Mm-hmm. You may remember the lie that Biden told more often. I mean, Biden lied his way into office. The same way that Obama did and Clinton did. They each said, I'm never going to tax anyone who makes more than X. Mm-hmm. Okay? And then they'd fiddle with X. But basically, they said, 98% of you, this will never touch you. But when you look at the taxes they put on energy, they hit everybody.
Yes.
Taxes that supposedly are on products or on Businesses are paid by consumers and by workers. So the promise is, I won't tax you, you shouldn't care. But now they've got the, not just the taxes, but the audit. Mm-hmm. Guys going out, they're hiring 87,000 more government workers, not all next year, but over the next several years, they're adding 87,000.
Yeah. Because we need more, Grover. I mean, come on. Our government is just not bloated enough.
Well, there might be an argument if some of them were answering the phone when you called in to ask a question about what was going on with your taxes.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not where they're putting the money. They're putting 14 times more into auditing people than to any sort of quote-unquote tax their services. And you may have guessed it without knowing it, but half, 53%, more than half of the people who quote-unquote work at the IRS do not work at the IRS. They work from home. After what happened in COVID, they got that put into their contract. What about the other half? Do they work all in the office? Well, they won't tell us.
Mm-hmm.
They work sometimes in the office. So half sometimes, we don't know if it's 1% or 20% or 70% sometimes in the office, half, 53%, never in the office. And they had more cars than they needed. And the government just agreed, our government just agreed to take $400 million from the American people in taxes and buy cars for the IRS when their own internal structures said that they couldn't tell whether the cars that the IRS owned were being used for family vacations, are going to the grocery store, or actual IRS work, because the IRS didn't keep books well enough to tell you what they were doing with those cars. Now they're going to have $400 million worth of more cars, whereas before the government admitted, we got more cars than we need here.
Yeah. Yeah, how dare you try to hold our government accountable, Grover? I mean, that's just un-American, it seems, huh?
Well, the other team is trying to set up an aristocracy above us, and
yes, this
is part of that.
Trying to or already?
They're building it. They're building it. We're going to win. We're going to win.
Yeah.
But they are building that quickly.
Well, there's no question that they're taking full advantage of this administration. And Joe Biden reminds us he's had 50 years of experience, so somehow that's supposed to give us some sort of comfort to lead us to believe that he knows what he's doing. But even in that 50 years, when I look at what he's done in the 50 years, I'm sorry, I don't have the confidence that he has that he's going to do any better than what he's done previously. Well, we've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Grover Norquist. Stay with us, just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Every day we invest in what matters to us, from coffee to a stick of gum to drive-through. Netflix or iTunes, Amazon Prime, they bring us a sense of joy and value to our lives. It also matters that we have a country to save and the next generation to protect. Bill Martinez Live has been increasingly targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. And advertisers who have traditionally supported this show have been compelled not to advertise. As a result, we're turning to you, our faithful audience. Would you partner with Bill Martinez Live this coming year? Your return on investment is unique, in-depth analysis of the cultural issues that matter most. Issues of faith, movies, entertainment, geared to expand your awareness and motivate you to go deeper into these important topics so you can own your knowledge and exercise your critical thinking in order to bring reason back to the public square. Your one-time gift of $100 underwrites a half hour of BML Live. A $200 gift, an hour. 24 hours of Bill Martinez Live would be a $2,400 gift. Perhaps you'll join with Bill every month and opt in with $100 per month. What's your best gift in helping Bill influence the next generation with logic, reason, and a love for our country? Every gift, your gift of any size, matters. Visit BillMartinezShow.com to gift. BillMartinezShow.com. and thank you.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
You know, not losing hope, this is what Grover Norquist does for us. He encourages us as the president of Americans for Tax Reform. We're getting tax reform, but it's moving in the wrong direction under this administration. And it's unconscionable when you think about where we are right now, is that at every turn, it would seem the Biden administration wants to do more damage and create more pain for the everyday American than offer any kind of relief whatsoever, Grover Norquist.
Well, he's building his coalition, right? He's playing to his base. He wants more government workers, their pensions and pay, local, state, and federal, dwarf what average Americans make. Mm-hmm. Pensions dramatically dwarf what real people get for pension. And his job is to keep shoveling money to the trial lawyers who make money suing companies so all of our products are more expensive. He gets money from the labor union leadership that want to control certain contracts and so on. And that's why you see all this money that gets spent. They say, well, it has to go here, here, and here, which happen to be donors to his party. Why is the IRS getting more money? Well, let's see. The IRS has a workers has a union. Mm-hmm. 95% of the money they contribute goes to Democrats.
Right.
Okay. So when you give money to the IRS, and $1,000 or so gets kicked back as union dues, and that goes to the Democratic Party. The IRS this year, last year, spent 380,000 hours, 380,000 hours, not answering your phone calls, not helping people do tax reform, but doing political work for the union, working for the Democratic Party. They get free office space in the federal government, in the IRS buildings, to do left-wing political work. That's what the IRS does. We have a one-party IRS.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it gets money. And when they leaked pro-life people and other social conservatives, you know, contributions to various efforts, and they leaked them in order that those people could go be attacked in California and have people go after their businesses, nobody was punished for that. And the IRS behaves that way, and nobody gets – it's against the law, by the way. It's go to jail 5 years violating privacy that way. The IRS doesn't enforce that. They don't punish people for doing it. Thousands of people had their IRS audits leaked to a left-wing group, not for the New York Times to expose anything, but to a left-wing group so they can blackmail these people.
Right.
How would you like a bad story about you if we leaked, selectively picked two numbers from your it's not just the president who's, you know, in private information got thrown out there. And what that said is he paid the taxes he owed. Some years you didn't make very much money. It happens in real estate. But when the government says we will strip you of your privacy and attack people based on your politics, we have a very serious problem. The IRS does it. And are they punished for it? No, they're given $80 billion more dollars. That is an attaboy from the Democratic Party. And every Democrat congressman, every Democrat senator in the country voted to reward the IRS for that kind of political skullduggery.
Well, this is, Grover, this is mind-blowing and frightening all at the same time. I mean, that we are, I was born and raised in California. I saw what a one-party state looks like. A one-party government that, as you say, that Joe Biden is building, which is a continuation of what what Barack Obama had put into play. But this is on steroids. I mean, this is moving very quickly. So they must feel like they're in the, you know, the final quarter of, you know, getting this infrastructure for this one one-party government, you know, ready to be fully operational.
Here's the good news. The reason they are so heck-bent on doing this and why they're so grumpy is that they're scared to death. Because as they look at the map, they're losing. There are 10 states where the governor and the legislature is committed to phasing the state income tax to zero. Mm-hmm. And California and New York and New Jersey and Minnesota continue with individual income taxes over 10%. When you've got states like Iowa, which used to be at 8.6, it's on its way to 4. And that's a zero.
Okay. Right.
That's right next to Minnesota. North Dakota's on the road to 1.9 and at 1.5 and then to zero. As well as North Carolina will be at zero shortly. It used to be the highest tax state in the Southeast. So the red states are reforming themselves and sucking the lifeblood, the people, young people, working people, businesses, investment, into red states. And the Democrats see a redistricting. You want to talk about redistricting or gerrymandering? When you move from California to Texas to Tennessee to Florida, you are helping to gerrymander the Senate.
Yes.
To make more Republican senators and fewer Democratic senators. And the Electoral College goes towards the Republicans. Add to that, for 62 years, from 1932, FDR, up until 94, when Gingrich and the Republicans took over the House and Senate, 62 years, the Republicans controlled Congress for 4 years, 2 years under Truman, 2 years under Eisenhower. We had a one-party state in Washington, D.C., because Congress runs the country. Presidents can slow things down. They can veto things. They can blow up other countries. But they do not get to pass laws. They don't cannot cut taxes. They cannot deregulate. That takes Congress. Since 94, that happened to be the year when 96% of Republicans signed the pledge never to raise taxes, and they kept their word. We share that pledge with people. Republicans have almost all taken the pledge and kept it in Washington, D.C. since 96. Only time since 94. The only time taxes get raised is when the Democrats have House, Senate, and presidency. So if the Republicans control the Congress, as they have for 60% of the time since 94, that's not good enough to turn things around, but it stops the bleeding.
Right.
Having control half the time. And the Democrats, unless they continually feed their team, the guys sitting around the table going, feed me, give me other people's money. If they can't raise taxes and throw more cash into the center of the room, all of those special interest groups fight amongst themselves, because the left is not made up of friends and allies. It's made up of competing parasites.
Exactly.
And if you don't feed them taxpayers, then leave the guy next to them.
Yeah. Well, let's pray that that happens, because the thing is, unfortunately, what was your read on, you know, Congress going along with this $1.7 trillion bill that President Biden just signed in, which to me, in my humble estimation, Grover, took away a year of power and leverage from, you know, the people's vote and Republican powers. Now you've got an extra, what, 8 to 9 months of Nancy Pelosi's policies that have been basically codified.
Well, here's the challenge there, because this is exactly what we went through under Obama. Mm-hmm. At first, we fought Obama. We had a Republican House and a Democrat Senate, okay, just like we have going into it. And the Republican House couldn't get their act together to put 218 votes forward to negotiate the best possible lowest spending bill, because whenever somebody came up with a deal, they go, oh, it's not perfect. And 30 Republicans would walk, and then they'd shut the government down, and then eventually nothing would happen. Then later, so they were losing at first, just like this last fight, when we couldn't get 218 Republicans to say, when we have the majority, we will draw the line here, and we can hold it, because you've got five guys who go, oh, no, we like the line someplace else. But if you don't have 218, you got nothing
right,
in the house.
Exactly.
Nothing. Right. So until you get 218 to agree to something, you know what? It's icky and awful and too big, but much better than what we got, okay? Mm-hmm. We could have, with 218 Republicans standing, this is our line in the sand, we will work, we will fight for this, but you can't do that if five people walk and write, well, that's not the line we like. Well, then you have no line. You have no line.
Right.
So that's, we did this a couple times with Obama and fell on our face. It was miserable. But then we turned around and said, when he wanted the debt ceiling, he said, I want $2 trillion higher debt ceiling. The House and the Senate together, Boehner, and Mitch McConnell said, you need, Boehner was actually the guy who led this, okay? Mm. And he had the wobbly House, but he got everyone to agree, or at least 218 to agree, we will not give you the debt ceiling increase unless you reduce spending over a 10-year period by $2 trillion. He kept coming back, thinking we didn't mean it, mm-hmm. Obama. And we held and we held and we held. It was like watching the Spartans hold them off. They kept coming, and they just held. And we got the $2 trillion. We got tremendous spending restriction from where they were. Now, mind you, we got, well, that still sucks. Yes, it does. But $2 trillion, it's $2 trillion less in debt than
exactly.
we had without that fight. And that was just in the first 10 years. That continued out. So we're going to have to figure out how to get the R's in the House and the Senate, because 41 guys in the Senate can do the same thing. Here's mm-hmm. our line in the sand. We have to have at least this. It has to be so reasonable that the American people go, well, of course, and mm-hmm. because the press will never sell our product. Okay?
Of course.
We have to sell our product, and we have to be able to go to them and say, here's the reasonable deal. And they screamed, and they yelled, and they said the world will end. And I had my 15 minutes of fame because people blame the pledge, the no tax increase pledge, for right. giving everyone the back, not the backbone, but the strength
yes.
and the coherence to say, we took this pledge. These
right.
guys had backbone. They said, we're not raising taxes, and none of them pulled it.
Exactly.
None of them pulled it. One or two well, had, you know, impure thoughts every once in a while.
Right.
Nobody pulled it.
Well, you gave them a vision, Grover, and something, you know, a goal line for them to focus on. And look what happened. As a result of what you did there, you did them all a favor. You did the American people a favor in doing this, because it kept them, at least they could agree on something and say, look, this is the pledge. This is what I'm committed to. And, you know, in time, it gave them strength. And, you know, thank God for that.
Yeah, well, we beat Obama. And he eventually signed the bill. He thought we'd pulled all the way through. Even after he signed it, he thought we'd come crawling back to him and say, no, no, can we throw more money at defense? And with the Soviet Union doing as poorly as it is in Ukraine, we're going to be able to save a little more money in defense.
Got to leave it there. Happy New Year, Grover.
Where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get...